Friends, our today's subject is innovation management, and my name is P.M. Bendre. Chapter number 1, Need for Innovation. You are now entering the wonderful arena of innovation management, which we are sure will help you to become an excellent leader, underline, leader, as well as an effective manager, and you will be therefore a very valuable asset to your organization. Innovation. Now, why do we need this innovation? You may be wondering. So, in this first chapter, I will let you know what is the reason why we are discussing this subject. What is the need of innovation? So, I am going to explain to you what is the necessity that innovation has become a mandatory thing nowadays, compulsory thing, necessary thing for all of us, for our future, for our present. Innovation is a must, and that is what I am going to explain to you, the need of this innovation. I will introduce to you one great quality guru, Peter F. Drucker. Peter F. Drucker was an Austrian born American management consultant, educator, and author. He was a very, very innovative person. He was very much against the bureaucratic management, the people who have created their own status quo and don't want to change, they don't want to think innovatively. So, Mr. Peter Drucker was very much against such people. He is considered as a father of the idea of management by objectives. And he always said that every organization, not just business, every organization needs one core competence, and that is innovation. He used to say that. He used to say that every organization must have innovation. Innovation is the application of better solutions that meet customers' new and changed requirements, their implicit needs or existing market needs, new market needs. What are these new market needs? Earlier, I was having desktop computer on my table, and now, however good desktop computer somebody offers to me, I don't want it. I want that sleek new laptop. I want that sleek new iPad. I want that sleek new smartphone. I don't need that old desktop computer. Earlier, I was having in my house a cathode ray type of a big television. Today, I have removed that from my house, and I need only plasma, LCD, LED, and all that. Sleek, thin television which I can fit onto my wall. And I see all those HD kind of programs on my television. My needs are changing. Earlier I was having floppies, then I was having CDs, and now I have USBs. If somebody wants to give me that old floppy, I don't even look at that, because my needs have completely undergone a change. And if one organization which was giving me earlier some material and today's needs, if that organization is not able to fulfill, I will not go to that organization as a customer. So, if you as an organization are not able to fulfill the today's needs of the customer, you are gone. You are out of the business. Understand this. And that's why you must have that core competence called innovation. Innovation is the application of better solutions that meet customers' today's new changed demands and their implicit needs. Existing market needs, tomorrow's market needs. This is accomplished through better products, better efficient processes, better services, technologies, or new and better ideas that are more effective. Innovation is also defined as something original, something new and important in whatever field, not only in engineering field, even in agriculture, even on road transport, even control of the traffic, everywhere that breaks into the market or society. However, innovation is not only associated with new products. It is not only associated with new technology R&D team. Innovation can be applied broadly across all elements of an organization, such as existing products, existing services, existing programs, existing processes, and existing business models. Innovation is everywhere. Ideas, new and better ideas that provide marginal improvements to existing products, okay, marginal improvements to existing services, existing programs, business models are also a part of overall concept of innovation. Innovation differs from invention. Some people confuse between innovation and invention. Innovation refers to the use of a better and as a result novel idea or method. Invention refers more directly to the creation of the idea. So, invention is only once, innovation is better, novel idea to use the same thing. Innovate, you have to innovate. Invention, innovation also differs from improvement. Okay, I said that marginal improvement also is a part of innovation. But innovation refers to the notion of doing something different, something differently, and improvement is doing the same thing better, little difference. I am doing the same thing better. For example, yesterday I gave a lecture, today I am making the same lecture better. Okay, that is improvement. But doing a lecture something differently, by different idea, for example, I was not having this kind of a podium, earlier I was not having this kind of a laptop, I was just standing here and giving some lecture looking at this blackboard or whiteboard, and earlier I was doing that. Now today I am having a podium, I am having a laptop, I am having a mic, and I am doing it in a different manner. Some of the areas are add to everyday quality of life. This innovation adds to the everyday quality of life of the customer. I will give some examples. The innovations to the light bulb, from incandescent. Some years back, we were having that incandescent bulb. That tungsten coil was there inside, and it was giving a very yellow kind of a dim light. It was becoming very hot, and our eyes were getting troubled when we look at that incandescent bulb. And electrical consumption also was too much. 100 watt bulb also was not giving enough light. 100 watt, too much consumption, no enough light. Yellow light, troublesome light. Then we innovated to the CFL. What is CFL? Compact fluorescent lamp. Then now LED. Light emitting diode, LED technologies which offer greater efficiency, durability and brightness. 1 week back, I wanted to buy a bulb. So I went to the market along with my wife to buy a CFL bulb, and my wife said, no, we don't want CFL, we want LED. Then when I asked what is the price, a 6 watt bulb, only 6 watt bulb costed 500 rupees. Then I said no. Then she said no, we will spend 500 rupees, but we will get that LED bulb only. Then I asked why. She said we are saving electricity, 6 watt only, and it is giving a light worth 100 watt bulb of incandescent. So she says we will be saving the electricity. And that life of that bulb is 10 years. So we save the expense, recurring expense in buying new bulbs also. And look at that light, it was so bright, it was so pleasant. So we decided, okay, doesn't matter if we have to spend 500 rupees, we will buy only LED. Now this is my, as a customer, my today's need, I need only LED. Now if I go to the shop, I ask for LED bulb, he said no, sir, we have only CFL or we have only incandescent. I said no, I don't want it. Customers' needs are changing. Customer is having money, he is ready to spend money if something value addition comes to him. He is ready to spend money now. He is ready to spend rupees 500 for a 6 watt bulb. And that is the change undergoing in the market. Customer has so many choices. Customer has money. So he says, give me something new. Give me something better. Give me a value addition. I want it. And if you are not able to give that value addition to me, sorry, I am going. That is the situation nowadays. The innovation to the light bulb from incandescent to the CFL, then LED technologies, which offer greater efficiency, better durability and more brightness. Incandescent bulb, fluorescent bulb, tungsten, halogen and now LED. Look at this innovation. Now, you know, smartphones which supply the public with internet access at any time, any place. So today, I am able to spend, I am ready to spend more money, doesn't matter, but I want smartphones. Not only for me, for my wife, for my children also, I want to buy smartphones. I am ready to spend money. That is the scenario in the market. From cathode ray tube to flash screen, LCD, LED televisions, I was telling you, earlier I had cathode ray tube, earlier, now I want only LCD, LED. Look how the USBs are properly organized in this design. Now in my house, there are at least 5 USBs and they are lying here and there. I am somehow keeping it in one small box. But no, this design will compulsorily, you know, keep all the USBs in properly organized manner. We are only talking about 5S. That means a place for everything and keep it in the its place. Here, all the USBs are compulsorily kept together. It's a beautiful design. This is not invention, it is innovation. Here I am able to keep all my USBs properly. And that is the new and better thinking. Look at this, creativity and innovation. Some people confuse between creativity and innovation. They say both are same. Are they same? I will like to tell you. Creativity is discovery of a new idea. Many ideas are already existing somewhere. Creative thinking is about finding these ideas and connecting them in a new way. This is the creation. This is the creativity. However, innovation is much more than creativity. Okay, innovation has creativity. It needs creativity. But innovation is much more than just finding the ideas and connecting them somewhere new in a new way. Innovation is about strategy. What is the strategy? One full chapter is devoted for this. Strategy and action. Just new idea is not enough. it must be supported with strategy and action. It is about bringing value to the organization. That means if I bring a new idea, it must add value to the organization. It is about bringing value to the organization through the implementation, underline, implementation of these creative and strategic ideas so effectively that they are profitable also. That means, very clearly, please understand, the new idea which is implemented should not create losses to the organization. It must give better profitability. So, innovation is about strategy and action. It is about bringing value to the organization through the implementation of this creative and strategic idea so effectively that they are profitable also. And so now I am defining the innovation very clearly. Innovation is defined as profitable implementation of strategic and creative ideas. That means creative ideas are there. Now, I must find out whether they are strategically okay, are they implementable, and then I implement it and then create profitability to the organization. Then only I can say that I have done innovation. Innovation is not just ideas which are coming out. Profitable implementation is also required, and this kind of innovation, I said, is must. We must have in our organization this innovative culture. Profitable implementation of strategic and creative ideas. There are three types of innovations. Efficiency innovation. What is efficiency? Efficiency is better output from same input. Efficiency is better output from less input. And this efficiency is improving because of that innovation. So, this is efficiency innovation. And marginal improvements to what already exists. Look at the chair in the following photograph as an example of it. This is the chair, which is an example of efficiency innovation. Earlier also I had a chair, but this chair is a rocking chair where even a senior citizen can sit, he can watch the TV and still he will feel very comfortable. His body will not have fatigue. He can sit on this chair for hours together watching TV, watching a cricket match, and he will feel better. Efficiency innovation. Then, this example which I gave you, from incandescent to fluorescent, tungsten, halogen, LED, evolving. And that's why I call it as evolutionary innovation. Evolutionary innovation, distinctively new and better, distinctively new and better ideas. Now, LED, you will agree that it is distinctively new and better idea than the incandescent lamp. And this is revolutionary innovation. There is a revolution. Look at this wheelchair. It is radically new, completely new, and better idea. The wheelchair of this new concept, look at this wheelchair, powered by strong single cylinder four stroke engine. That means that handicapped person is able to drive it, four stroke engine. It contains adjustable footrest, translucent compartments to put food, other handy materials. There are armrests, that means he can sit comfortably, backrests, leg rests, to ensure that the owner of the wheelchair is comfortable and he is able to drive wheelchair. It's a dramatic improvement. That's why I call it as radically new idea. Revolutionary. Look at this, how beautiful design, wonderful design. That man, that wheelchair man will love to sit on this for hours together, for kilometers together. Wonderful design, radically new, revolutionary innovation. Now, You may be wondering why all this is going on, why all this lecture is going on, why innovation, why, what is the need? I will tell you now. Innovation has become mandatory. Innovation has become compulsory. And why? I will like to tell you why. The need for innovation. First and foremost thing is technological changes. Smaller organizations that are fast and flexible can now outsmart the traditional large cats. Big, big companies are becoming ineffective in front of the small, small companies who are using new technologies and serving the customer better. By employing new technology that enables them to deliver goods and services to the customer at a faster pace. Now, these people are small people, but they are competing with the big people, big organizations by serving the customers at a faster rate, faster pace, lower cost, and they are able to satisfy their customers better than the large cats. Technological innovation. Technology is changing, and if you don't consider this, I am telling you, all these large cats will be out of the market within no time. They will not know what to do. So, the one very important reason why we must innovate is technology is changing. We must adopt this technology. We cannot stick to the old technology anymore. Otherwise, we will be out. We must consider this very important point, technology. And we must innovate day in and day out. I will not confuse you by using this word innovation because I am going to explain this very properly afterwards. But one thing here again and again I am telling that this innovation, whatever it is which I am going to explain to you, this innovation is compulsory. And the one reason for that is new technology which is coming in the market. Next. Machines can replace people. In this technology, you know, or you all know this. Machines can replace people, ATMs have replaced tellers, internet sites have replaced sales personnel, photo radar has replaced police patrols. Everything is happening because of this technology. Then, the next reason is the world is becoming more accessible. Today, I am able to send a message to my cousin sister who is in America, within seconds I am able to tell her that there is some ceremony going to be in my house, so she has to come. Or she is able to invite me over the internet chat that I must attend her daughter's graduation ceremony. For that I don't have to spend even single paisa. I am able to speak to her, I am able to give a message to her. You all know this. The world is becoming more accessible. The internet, low cost, long distance calls are just a couple of examples of how the entire world is becoming more accessible. It is becoming a global village. Everyone has more buying options. Nobody can say that I must buy this kind of a soap or this kind of a shampoo only. I have money and I have options and I can buy anything I want. Nobody can say that, okay, I have to buy only that particular product. Even I cannot tell my son to buy a product from a company. He says, you don't tell me, I have my own options. It's a fact. And customers ever demanding more. Customers have more buying power. I told you example of my son. He has better buying power than me. It's a fact. He doesn't listen to me about anything buying options. He has his own preferences. They have more choice. They know exactly what they want. Earlier, the customers were not knowing what they want. We have to tell them, sir, this product is this, that product is this. The salesman has to explain. Now that is not the case. Customers know everything. They know exactly what they want. they are more demanding. They want it. They want it their way, and they want it now. If you are not able to give it, they are gone. They are not going to be loyal customers to you if you are giving the same old thing to them. That means to continue to make them loyal to you, continue to retain the same customers with you, you have to innovate. Otherwise, customer will go. And you know the loss of customer. To get a new customer, it is very difficult. So you cannot lose the old customers. You must retain the customers. And for that, you have to innovate.